Welcome to the Body Grievers Club. Hi, my friends. I'm Bree.
And I'm Jana.
And we want to sit in the grief and the suck of your body image with you.
But we also want to show you that even in the suck, you can still live a great life in the body that you have right now.
And that no matter how big and how difficult your body grief feels,
you are not alone.
If you are listening to this episode in August of 2023, and you are searching for a way to explore your body grief, or you are searching for tangible strategies to dig into body image exploration, and you are looking for a community and resources to shift your beliefs from body grief to body acceptance, and you are a body griever or a body image provider, then I want to invite you to check out my brand new program, Bree's Body Image Vault. The Vault is going to be a one-stop shop library of calls of my best body griever and provider resources to help shift your understanding from body grief to body acceptance. We are opening up the doors for this program on August 10th, which also happens to be my business anniversary. But the doors will open early for anyone who's on the wait list, along with some other extra goodies that will not be accessible to anyone else. So if you have been waiting patiently to work with me in a deep and affordable way, I'm going to encourage you to run, not walk, to the link in my bio of this episode in the show notes and get your name on the wait list. We hope that you join us inside of the vault. But if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello.bodyimagewithbree@gmail.com. Until next time, my friends.
Hey, Jenna, how's it going?
Having a great Tuesday here today.
I know we're still in August. Give me the pumpkin spice. I'm ready. I'm done.
You're like heading into your best season, best time of year.
Literally. I come alive during the fall because I'm over here on the East Coast and it is humid and I'm not about that life.
Yeah, the humidity. I don't have the humidity. I think that changes things quite a bit.
When it's hot out, you can take off any more clothes. Like, I could not be more naked.
That's true. That's true. If appropriately in society, you cannot be any more naked.
I think it's a good segue to talk about clothes.
I think so. I think we're right on track.
So let's talk about clothing. That's what today's episode's going to be about.
Gosh, clothing, doesn't that come with a lot of emotion for a lot of people?
I think that my body grief exploration really started around clothes because I had such grief of letting go of smaller clothing, like feeling every time, every season I would have to change over my clothes, I would feel like an utter failure.
I remember feeling a lot of those things too. Do I still fit into my clothes from last year? Do I need to buy new ones? Have I done a good job? All of that just wrapped up together was just a mess.
One of the things I would convince myself was, I would say it was about the money. And I just want to acknowledge a lot of privilege here financially that for me, it really wasn't about the money because if I had lost weight, I would have had no problem running to the store and buying all new. So when I started to pay attention to the self-talk and the narrative around how I feel every time I have to change over my season clothes, I started to make peace with a changing body. When you have clothes that can fit your body, you truly can have a more joyful body experience.
Absolutely. Well, and there's more like freedom to choose in that, right? Like even when we're thinking about the clothes that we put on, sometimes I'm like, I just want to be comfortable. And then there's other times, even with all the clothes I have right now that fit me, I'm like, oh no, this shirt is not as comfortable, but it's so cute that I want to wear it. We're conditioned to think that we don't have choices, or that this is what we should do or should wear or how we should be.
I'm not a shoulder anymore. I don't want to should myself. I had heard on this podcast, the Fat Joy podcast, where they said, you know, if you don't want to be a people pleaser anymore, start identifying yourself as who you want to be. What did you come up with? If you don't want to be a people pleaser anymore.
I had to be an authentic living person, right? Which means like honoring myself enough to set some boundaries, but sometimes be able to say what I need so that I can actually be loving on the inside.
For me, one of my lovely Instagram followers had given me the suggestion of being a courageous communicator. I want to be a courageous communicator. And I think that with being a courageous communicator is really about that identity piece of who am I, who is Brie, who is Jana. And for me, my clothing gets to be a reflection of my most true identity. Sometimes that's comfort. I say that my style is pajama chic. And sometimes I want sparkly clothes. And sometimes I want something that embodies my personality.
Oh, I love that pajama chic. I'm going to embrace that. Leads us perfectly into what this episode is about today. And I know in this episode, you're talking with Christine, who is a fat liberation neurodiversity advocate, who also started a initiative to promote and bring plus size fashion back into the stores. And it's called Back to the Rack. In this episode, I know that we'll discuss the nuances of being a plus size shopper. And we'll also include in the notes of this episode a list of size inclusive brands so you can know kind of some options for yourself.
I had done this interview a long time ago with Christine. So this was back when Old Navy had taken the plus sizes out of stores and our community went
bonkers.
Got so mad. Rightfully so. And so, you know, there's a lot of misinformation around why plus sizes aren't accessible. And I believe in the episode, one of the things that we talk about is that the average American female woman wears a size 16, 18. 68% of women in the U.S., according to a study done in 2018, wear a size 16, 18. 16, 18 is considered plus size. So if that is the case, there should be more accessibility. But if there's one thing that we know, the only thing stronger than capitalism is anti-fatness. It is a marketable thing to not have size inclusive clothes. There's often these misnomers that people say, like, well, it, you know, plus sizes cost more money to make because you're using more fabric. If that is true, then why aren't baby clothes almost free?
True.
And babies go through clothes. I mean, you know, you had a bunch of them. They go through them real quick.
Every 3 months, they're sized in 3 month increments. This outrage with Old Navy, it really shines a light on the problem. We finally got another store that would carry bigger sizes, a more expansive amount of sizes. And then to have it taken away really shows the pain that a lot of us are in, right? And that is the grief.
I just also want to share, too, as we're recording this episode, I also happen to be wearing a pair of Old Navy shorts. When those of us who exist with hurdles around where we can shop, there is no shame in where you're shopping. There is no ethical consumption under capitalism. And especially when you're limited in where to shop, I don't want people to feel badly because they are still shopping at Old Navy, but we just want to continue to give you other places that you can shop, to just give you an opportunity to shop elsewhere. But it's really for those folks who have privilege that if you can shop somewhere else, shop in a place that carries inclusive sizes. That is a way that you can be an ally to this community.
And with that, we're so excited for you to listen to this podcast with Brie and Christine, who's known as the Mighty Murfin Fashion Ranger, and get a little bit more information about size-inclusive brands and size-inclusive clothing.
Without further ado, let's get into the episode. Hey, friends, and welcome back to the Body Grievers Club. I'm so excited to have my friend, fellow colleague, and fellow TikTok, Instagram, social media influencer, Christine. Her handle is Mighty Murphin Fashion Ranger. A mouthful, but all of us 90s kids, throwback. And she's going to be here today talking about fat fashion. So your TikTok just caught my eye because one of the biggest hooplas that I think we have seen just in the last couple of months, specifically on TikTok, social media, in the body positive movement, is all about fashion and specifically plus size fashion. So tell me a little bit about what you do on TikTok and your role in working with fat fashion.
So I started my TikTok March of 2020 during the pandemic when we had nothing better to do than sit in our house. Prior to that, I did sort of dabble in YouTube since like 2016, but like I didn't really post consistently, but I did watch a lot of other influencers on there. So I was kind of getting familiar with the people and the brands and that kind of stuff. And I feel like something that I don't talk about very often is, and I know now I work in healthcare, so it doesn't really make sense to anyone, but my degree in college was in theater. So I dual majored in like the performance part and then the technology part. You too. Is that why you're like nodding with me?
I did a minor in theater. I started as a major, but then I was like, this is not reliable for careers.
So a lot of what I did, at least on like the technology side of things, was I ended up like in the costume shop a lot. That was kind of my introduction into at least like fabric and sewing and like how things are constructed. And then after I graduated from college, I actually worked at a professional theater for like 2.5 years. And I worked in their like wardrobe department. Going into wardrobe and stuff, like you were like helping people get changed, like keeping track of the inventory. When we weren't having shows, we helped put together costumes and stuff. Like I'm sitting there like hand sewing beadwork onto something. So I think that's a part that a lot of people don't know about me, because I don't think I've ever talked about that online. But it's interesting coming from that background and looking at all of the things that are available in the world, because people talk about like how hard it is to make things and how hard it is to mass produce things and how much fabric difference there is between a size extra large versus a 3X. And the myths around the difference between making street size things and plus size things are just, it's such nonsense.
What are some of the biggest myths that you hear about from brands, from companies, like what they say in terms of like, it's hard or impossible for us to have above a double XL?
Oh, there's no market for it.
But people don't buy it.
Yeah, people don't buy it. There's no market for it. 70% of US women are a size 16 or over, but there's no market for clothes to fit them.
There's another TikToker that said this thing, and it was like the only thing stronger than capitalism is fat phobia. We just hate fatness. We hate it so much. There were brands that specifically left us out for so long, and now they're jumping in and it's like, I don't want to give you my money now. What do you think are some other things that are contributing to folks in the industry not including higher than a 2XL?
I think it's not necessarily knowing the customer, since they haven't been in that market before. They're like, we don't know how to market to them. We don't know what we're even supposed to make. So I was a big fan of Project Runway. And if you notice, a lot of the designers, they would always throw in like a mom challenge or like a plus size challenge every once in a while. And a lot of the designers were like, oh, I don't know how to design for a plus size person. Because when they went to design school, typically they don't give you a plus size mannequin or make you design for a plus size person because that's not the standard in the industry. So they're like, oh, how do I scale this up? Like, what do I even do? So a lot of times the people who would be terrible at those challenges would just make like a piece of fabric with a hole in it and be like, here you go, and drape it over them. And they would fail terribly because they just didn't know what to do.
Wow. I feel like that makes so much sense because I feel like, I mean, as a fat person and post pandemic, I could probably count on one hand how many stores I've gone into to buy clothes. And I'm just sort of used to buying online and thinking they had no idea who they were making this for.
Well, yeah, because I feel like a lot of times, and I know that that's like a criticism of especially Torrid, that like they don't know who they're designing for. They're making all these like Disney themed things or things with skulls. And a lot of people are like, we don't want those things.
Right. I just want to put this disclaimer in for anybody listening. If you are exist in a fat body and the resources you have are limited in whether that be finding plus size stores or money, I don't shame you where you shop. You need, like, first and foremost, you need to find clothes that fit your body. Torrid gets a lot of crap. And I personally don't love supporting them because I don't think they've listened to fat people and they haven't listened to fat people for years. And last summer, I spent all of this money on these other companies like Women Within, and then none of it fits. I have to send it back and all those summer clothes are gone.
Right.
So if you support any of these brands that maybe you're going to talk crap about, but they also can be doing better. And so, like, if you were able to get on the phone with Torrid, what would be advice you might give them?
Well, I would honestly want to see like their numbers on how much of these things they're actually selling to people, because I do think that they are selling them to people. But part of me wonders how much they're selling because people like it and how much they're selling because it's the only option.
Exactly. Like I have so many clothes that I'm like, I bought it because I didn't hate it.
Right.
It fit my body.
Yeah. And I mean, I will say, and this is why anytime I see a lot of trash talk on Torrid, I usually make a video about it, because the problem is Torrid has kind of made their own corner of like the plus size market, where they are catering to like people of a really decent like size selection, and they are accessible to people. But no one is really big enough to challenge them.
Right.
So until someone does that, I don't think that they're really going to be able to make any changes, because there's no need for them to. Right. So if their stuff is still selling, they don't really have a reason to change.
Man, I feel like, what are some brands that you feel like are doing the work, are doing that market research? Who are some of the plus size brands that you would support?
So I will say, this is kind of controversial, but a brand that just expanded their sizing and completely redid their size chart was Selkie. I think they offered up to a 5X, but it definitely wasn't accurate. So they redid their sizing.
Interesting.
And it is more accurate. And then they also added a size. So now they go up to a 6X, and it was really almost like adding two sizes because they readjusted their chart.
Got it. Okay.
And I think, because Saucy West just posted about this, I think yesterday, because she did like a post about them and like wore one of the dresses. She also posted that now they're doing custom sizing as well.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And I did not know that. And I think she said that with every order, they're sending like a tape measure. So like, if you get it and it doesn't fit you, you can like remeasure, send it back, and they'll send you like a new one with the correct size.
That is so cool.
It is. I agree.
Wow. I don't know if you know this, are they charging more for those, like for custom sizing and for
the custom sizing? I don't know, because I didn't know about that until like yesterday. Yeah. But I don't think that the plus sizes are any more than the regular size. I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think they are.
Because that pisses me off so much when I like look right at it and I'm like, ooh, that's a great price. And then you post on the, I'm like, oh, okay. And I don't remember if we were talking about this recording or not, but like that it's more fabric. And I saw a TikTok once of somebody saying, then why is baby clothes so expensive? Because baby clothes are so tiny and it's less.
It's fabric. True. Mm. And then that's the thing. Like everybody always wants to say like, oh, it's so much more fabric. It's like a couple inches. If you really hold it up, like yeah. It's genuinely not that much more fabric. And if you really want to say that it is more fabric, there's more fabric on an extra large versus an extra small. It's the same thing. But the difference is when they do the straight size like pricing, correct, they average that fabric pricing across the whole range. Mm-hmm. The problem is when they go to do plus size, since it's a completely different style, it's priced differently because they have nothing to like average that across.
Compare it to, right?
Yeah.
Because if they were to do that from, and I imagine people would complain that right. If the extra small was as expensive as the 6XL.
Well, Diane von Furstenberg recently was quoted, and that was actually how a lot of the Old Navy stuff came up in the first article with the Wall Street Journal. She was quoted in there talking about how it's unfair to thin people to have to pay for the cost of plus size clothing, because that's what Old Navy did when they extended their sizes.
Sure.
And they created the whole range. They averaged the cost because they were doing the same styles in 0 through 30. And the cost did probably go up a little bit for the straight sizes, but it made it one price for everybody.
Right. Right. And it's almost like people would rather it be different when it doesn't bother them, when it doesn't impact them, then it be equitable, that it be fair.
Right.
Interesting. So tell me, Diane Furstenberg, she spoke with the Wall Street Journal.
So she, well, they used her quote. She's just like a designer. She's like unrelated to Old Navy completely, which is why when the first article came out, I'm like, why are they using her quote in this article about Old Navy? But I watched someone else's video and it's very interesting because Diane von Furstenberg did a collaboration with a plus size brand. So it's kind of interesting that she's talking about how it's unfair to thin people, yet she had a really successful collaboration with a plus size brand.
Did you start that hashtag for Back on the Rack?
I did.
Amazing. I love it. And I also recommend, if you're listening to this, you have to check out Saucy West. She has been doing this work for so long. Always want to give her credit. Do you remember what her hashtag is?
Hers is hashtag fight for inclusivity.
Are there any other brands that you know of that you would absolutely co-sign?
Oh, I have a whole list.
Oh,
I came prepared.
I'm so excited. And we can include all of this in the show notes.
So a brand that I have worked with myself, and I do really like them. I feel like some people are not big fans, but I've had a really good experience, is Universal Standard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that their size chart makes the most sense to me. I have two pairs of like their one style of jeans that are by far my favorite pair of jeans.
So cool. Any other top contenders?
DN Co. was also on my list because I work with them. I love them.
So you work with them too?
Yeah.
So cool. Are you a brand ambassador also?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
A new one that you might not have heard of. She has a small boutique and she is in the process of expanding her 6X offerings. It's called Rising Sunflower Boutique. And I know boutiques are kind of hard because a lot of boutique owners say that like it's hard to stock plus sizes from like warehouses and stuff or wherever they get them from. But she has always talked about how like she really wants to stock more things up to a 6X. And I know that she is launching more pieces up to a 6X within the next like week.
Amazing. So cool. Yeah. We'll definitely tag those below. And if you want to send me over the rest of them, we can include those in the show notes. I'm so curious. I know you mentioned this, you've mentioned it on your TikTok. When you share about collaborating with brands or talking with them about sizing, what does that look like? That is incredible.
It depends. So there was one that I worked with who they were interested in expanding their sizes, but it was a long process.
Yeah.
So they just released it. It was actually like an underwear and bra company, and they only had at the time up to a 3X. And they knew that I was like a 4X in bottom. So they were wanting to expand things. They sent me 3 of their prototype different like styles of their underwear. And they were like, can you send us your measurement? And then can you give us your feedback on these different styles and let us know what you think? And then it took them like a year.
Imagine this, it takes time. Are there any brands that you think like you could work with that you're hopeful or optimistic about of like, hey, you can do this and it's not going to be a disaster? I mean, it's going to be hard work. It's going to take a long time. But are there any brands that maybe are that offer up to that 3X or 4X that you think could expand? I know I'm thinking of one and I know I would love for them to.
Oh, which one is yours?
So I've partnered with Athleta before, which is under that same company.
And 100%.
Especially because of Yidi. Like Yidi is now competing with, and I think that was another video I saw of yours that you did the Yidi haul or that we had the same experience that it just wasn't for us. Like it really is shapewear. And they kind of were posing it as body wear or athleisure wear. It's not. And Athleta's athleisure wear is the most comfortable. It's so like very holding. It's not too tight. And their 3X is a true 3X. I really like their clothes. And I asked them when I began collaborating with them, are you going to expand? And they said, yes, we have plans to expand to a more inclusive line. I am scared now because of what's happened with Old Navy that they're not going to.
Right. I will say I have had people in my comments tell me, granted, I don't know where they know this information, but it seems to be backed up by others. So I'm going to assume that it's true. They said that Athleta has a completely different distribution,
which makes sense.
Old Navy. So that's why, at least with their current offerings up to a 3X, like they haven't had any problems and their stuff is, you know, great. I haven't tried them because I know like I'm a 4X on the bottom. So I was like, what's the point in just getting like a top?
Sure. And I'll say I'm between a 3X and a 4X, depending on what brand. Right. And I fit very comfortably in them. And I was really anxious. I was really nervous. Because I was like, and they had me come into the store, but they did it so well. Like we sent them a whole email. I was like, look, I'm not sure this brand is going to fit her. So we can't agree to this collaboration until you do. They had somebody pick out items for me. They had them in the room. They came and they checked on me. It was so nice. And I definitely could downsize in the top.
Okay.
A 2X, which isn't typically normal for me. I'm body image with 3, and I was so anxious to go back into stores. And that's another thing that I think Old Navy missed is we haven't shopped in stores for 2020 and 2021.
Right.
But I'm used to shopping online and paying the shipping. And now I don't have to with D&Co. Mm-hmm. They take it back for free. So why am I going to go out of my way
to go and maybe not get clothes when I know I can get it delivered to my doorstep and send it right back. So yeah. I also will say going into Athleta, it's such a different experience. I can see very clearly where my size is, what it is. That was part of the complaint with Old Navy. That has always been a problem with Old Navy, is it's hard to find anything in that store.
Well, that's why. And like, honestly, I have so many thoughts for them, like for ways that they could fix this. But like one of my suggestions would literally just be like, why don't you just scale back the number of designs that you offer?
You offer it in 50 million different designs and colors. And
because if the issue is like money from, you know, production or whatever, you could just scale back the number of things that you're offering.
Yeah.
And still offer the whole range.
I love that. Such a good suggestion. So if Athleta's listening to this, what would your suggestion for them be? Your free suggestion, because they would have to pay you.
No. I would love Athleta to expand to like at least a 5X, because I think that I have heard so many good things about them that I would love for other people to be able to experience that. And I feel like that's always the part that I think brands miss.
Yeah.
That especially if you're a good brand, everybody needs clothing.
Amen.
Like you can't walk around naked, especially if you're like a good brand that's like trendy and cute and you're providing something different, especially if you have like a good culture in the store. Yep. That's something that everybody should be able to experience.
Absolutely.
Well, I am going to pause this here because we're going to go live on Instagram and talk about Back on the Rack and how folks can, you know, learn more about that. Christine, tell people where they can find you and any other information you want to give us.
Pretty much everywhere. Mighty Murfin Fashion Ranger. I think on TikTok it is shortened to just Mighty Murfin Fash because it's super long. But I am everywhere, mostly on TikTok though. Try to post all the time. I'm going to be doing updates constantly on Old Navy. That's like my main focus until they do something.
Amen. Ugh, well, thank you for fighting the good fight. So excited to have you here on the podcast. And keep us posted on what we can do. Friend, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Body Grievers Club. Like all of your other podcasting friends, we would ask that you like, share, subscribe, and give this episode to someone who you think needs to hear it.
We know that grief is tough, but we hope that this podcast helps you feel less alone. To learn more about body grief, check out our Instagram page at the Body Grievers Club.
And to learn how you can work with us today, be sure to check out the link in our show notes for the most up-to-date information. At the time of this recording, it is summer of 2023. We are preparing to launch our brand new program called the Body Image Vault. This program is going to contain jam-packed resources designed to help you expedite your understanding from how to move from body grief into body acceptance. So be sure to get on the wait list to get all of the details.
And remember, friends, no matter how big your body grief is, you're never alone when you're part of the Body Grievers Club.